Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah, and I'm here today with Jen and Ashley.
This is Ashley. We'll chat about our Unabridged Book Club's pick of the month, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading with our Unabridged highlights and with short episodes featuring targeted topics.
To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com, where the books we read are linked for purchase. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
Hey, this is Jen. So we wanted to have one of our Unabridged short episodes focused on our kids' current reads. I will say I did have in the back of my mind that these could be nice gift books if you have kids in your life. So these are just things that our kids are currently reading that they're enjoying, and I think we're going to cover quite a range of ages, so that's kind of nice too. Who wants to start?
I can start. This is Ashley, and I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, a book that, well, I'll talk about a couple of books by this author and illustrator pair. Susan Verde is the author of these. One is called I Am Peace, and the other is called I Am Human. And the artist is Peter H. Reynolds. And so we have had I Am Peace, which the subtitle of that is A Book of Mindfulness. And we've had that one for quite a while. And my girls love it. And I really like it as a parent because it's very much focused on calming yourself and focusing on the positive and thinking about what you can do to be at peace with the world. And so, the opening of the book is kind of about the narrator is feeling kind of unmoored, and it's that feeling of getting overwhelmed, which I think even young kids can really relate to. And then the narrator goes through the process of calming himself and kind of focusing on the moment and taking it all in, and then thinking about what he has inside and what he can offer to the world. And so, I mean, it's just a message that I really believe in and love, and also a good way for kids to think about handling what's going on in the world and managing that in a, positive and age-appropriate way. And so that one's really nice. And then I Am Human, I got in October. I think it was published pretty recently. But that one, the subtitle is A Book of Empathy. And very much it is a book about choosing to be kind, about how people make mistakes and they do things that are hurtful to other people, but how that can feel and how you can correct that and move forward. And again, I think in both books, it's just a really compassionate look. And I think that the books are written with tenderness and sincerity, and they don't come across as being kind of talking down to the kids or, making it just feels very genuine. And so I love both of those and just think they are stunning. And she has that combo, the artist and illustrator, they have some other books as well that I don't have yet, but I'm thinking about trying to get for the holiday season.
My kids are 10 and 7, and my 10-year-old is a boy, and my 7-year-old is a girl. So often their taste doesn't intersect a lot. My son, I've been really trying to get him to read something other than graphic novels because that is his go-to. He will read the same graphic novel over and over and over and over. And so one thing that he got at our Scholastic Book Fair that this fall is Miles Morales Spider-Man by Jason Reynolds.
That's great.
And he's really enjoying that, and it is not a graphic novel, so I am grateful for that. It is taking him a little longer to get through because just reading is just not his go-to thing, but he is enjoying that. And then another graphic novel series that he has really enjoyed are the Mal and Chad graphic novels. There are three, and he just loves them. He devours them. But again, he can read them in like an hour. But it's about a little boy and a dog, and he just really likes them. So that is those. And I mean, I can't say a whole lot about them because I haven't read them, but he really does enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
So my older son, who's 11, I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, both boys. My older son loves Stuart Gibbs's books, actually all of them, but lately he's been reading and rereading the Spy School books. And he still likes me to read aloud with him each evening. And so we just finished the third in the Spy School series, Spy School Secret Service. And these are really fun. They're middle grade books. That have this protagonist who's sort of pulled out of his normal everyday life because he has this amazing facility with math, and he's put in spy school so that he can become a spy. And so there are these other kids, like the strongest, most kick-butt character in the book is a girl named Erica, who is a few years older, who he really has a big crush on. And so that's this continuing storyline through the books, but they're just a lot of fun. And I think for kids who like adventure, they're a great choice. They're funny. They have a lot of funny moments, and there are characters again who are recurring. And so you sort of see, like, one kid's dad is sort of this bumbling idiot, but he has this reputation as this amazing spy. And so, yeah, we're always making fun of him. So yeah, when I actually asked him before this episode, what would you recommend for other kids? And that was the first thing he mentioned were Stuart Gibbs books. So those have been a good standby for him. And he's reread those. Sarah talked about rereading. He's reread these novels several times. He just really enjoys them, and he doesn't feel like they get old. So
that sounds great. At my girls, so Green Valley Book Fair is an amazing place that we are fortunate to spend a lot of time and money at. But they have great that's near here, and they have great deals, and it's just fun to go and see what you find. And so an awesome find that I picked up just earlier this fall is a book called All the Colors of the Earth by Sheila Hamanaka. And I love that the illustrations are stunning. And then it's just this really beautiful celebration of all the different skin colors of children, and how rich those are, and how beautiful the diversity of the world is, and how much that harmonizes together into, you know, the beautiful place where we live. And so I think it's just a really nice story that is full of a lot of verbal imagery that then is paired with some really beautiful illustrations. And so I think that's really great for kids to be exposed to beautiful language, and for that to be paired really nicely with some powerful illustrations.
So my 7-year-old, she does like me to, my son likes me to read aloud to him, but not as much as my 7-year-old. And so I know I've talked before on the podcast about her love of nonfiction. She loves me to read nonfiction books to her. She likes stories about real people. And she's just really interested in that. And we've talked about some books before. But three that we have read recently, one is called My Name Is Not Isabella. It's by Jennifer Fosbury. And this is a story about a little girl named Isabella who every day when she wakes up, she says, I'm not Isabella, I'm Amelia Earhart, or all these, Marie Curie. And it goes through all of these women throughout history that she's pretending to be. And the mom, it's just really precious. It's one of those ones that kind of by the end when she's going, I'm a little teary because it's just so precious. And then at the end of the book, there are reference pages that list all the women's photos of them and what they did for the world. So that is one. And then two more. One is called Daredevil, The Daring Life of Betty Skeleton, which is really awesome. It's about Betty Skeleton. She was a stunt plane flyer. And she just had all these iterations of a job that are just remarkable for women of her time. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, which I read to my daughter and also my nephew, and they both just loved, was Free as a Bird, the story of Malala. And it is really, really good. And they were just both very interested in what happened to her and why she had to leave her country. And I mean, it's just a really great book. It handles the adversity in a really interesting way, and I really enjoyed that, and so did my daughter. So those are three that we're reading right now, and we are always on the lookout for great picture books that are based on real people. Mm-hmm. So if you ever have any suggestions, you can let us know on Instagram, because She really likes those. And I think Ashley's girls do too. So.
Yeah, that reminds me, Sierra, that another one that was gifted to us that my daughters love is Of the Icing, A Letter to My Daughters by Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And that one is really great because just like you were saying, it is housed in the story. You know, it's him writing as the, you know, narrator of the book to the girls. Ugh. But then it's talking about, you know, did you know that you're imaginative? And then it connects to Albert Einstein. And so there's a little blurb about him. Then there's another one about Helen Keller. There's another one about, so it's all of these amazing Americans who've had these really, or people who've lived in America and contributed to our country, who've had these amazing experiences. You know, George Washington is in there, Martin Luther King Jr. So it's like all these great historical figures who've really done amazing things to enrich our country. And yet they're in these little, I mean, it's written in verse form, so it's very manageable even for young children to see. And then it also is really powerful because throughout there are, on the pages, there's like the famous person, but then on the other page, it's a child who is looking toward that famous person. And then all those people are being the kids are being collected so that in the end, there's this really lovely image of all the children of America and how amazing they are and the potential that they have. And so it's just really a cool story that it has, I think, some concrete things that even young kids can see, but then they're also learning about. And like you said, there's a reference in the back as well to talk about who the people were and when they lived and things. So I feel like it's nice to expose kids without being overwhelming as far as like the amount of information for the figures, for the people.
That sounds great.
So as my boys have gotten older, it's been neat to see them sort of share books with each other. They are both huge fans of Jeff Kinney's Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. I know Sarah's son.
My son is
as well. Yes, she has helped me out there sometimes. Yeah, those are kind of auto pre-orders at this point, and they this is not so great, but they fight over who gets to read it first. And then they often each read it again. So I think that's a fun series, and I really like the characters. I think it's really appealing to look at because it has a lot of illustrations and it has a fun style to it. But, you know, they're working through a lot of things that I think real people work through. So I really like that series and they're funny. The other one is Jeff Smith's Bone series. And that's one that my 11-year-old, we got the collection of 9 books. And so it's this big, thick book. And I just remember when my 11-year-old, I think he was around my younger son's age. I think he was around 8 when he first read it. And he just felt like such big stuff to have this huge book that he was carrying around reading. But it's a graphic novel series. And so he just felt like that was such an accomplishment. And, you know, I had high school kids who used to read that series as well. So it has a lot of great ideas in it, but it's definitely accessible for younger kids. And so my 8-year-old just finished reading it. And he had that same sort of sense of, I can do this. I can read big books. I can try new things. And it was neat to see them sharing that reading experience and talk about the characters together.
One thing that my family likes to do is we like to try to figure out something that we can read together with both my daughter and my son. And like I said before, that can be pretty hard. And I'm a huge lover of holiday reading. So this year we're going to try to read The Best Christmas Pageant Ever together.
Sweet. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So it's funny and I think they'll really enjoy it. And I got it at the Green Valley Book Fair for very cheap. And I'm excited to do that because I think it's important to do those memories and things. And they're getting a little old now for like the Twas the Night Before Christmas and stuff. So we're going to try this chapter book and see if we can all enjoy it together.
Very fun. The last one I'll do, I think I talked about this last time we did Kids Current Reads, but my younger son is still a huge fan of Geronimo Stilton's Kingdom of Fantasy series. I don't actually know who the author is. Geronimo Stilton's a mouse. He's the main character. So even though he's listed as the author, I'm fairly confident that there is someone else. He is a ghostwriter. But yeah, that's just a fun series. And it's really great to look at. And again, when I asked my boys, that was the first thing he listed was Geronimo Stilton. I also want to put a plug in for our upcoming book club book, which is Dread Nation by Justina Ireland. We'll be reading that or having discussions about that in January. So if you'd like to read along with us, we'll be talking online. And if you're local, we'd love for you to join us for our in-person, face-to-face book club.
Do
Do you have comments or opinions about what you heard today? We would love to hear them.
You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, on Instagram and Twitter at UnabridgedPod, or on the web at unabridgedpod.com, or on our Patreon page.
We'd like to thank Jared Featherstone, who composed our theme music, Strings of Light. Many thanks to Katie Amy of Amy Photography, our podcast photographer, and Tim Rieger, our videographer. Thanks for listening to Unabridged.